Hello, and welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast. Today is Drag Race, because the finale happened, and I want to talk about it. This isn't going to be like a whole season retrospective like I have done previously. You'll just have to go back and watch the other one, or listen to the other one, I mean, because I just want to talk about the finale, to be honest, because shit went down. This finale is probably one of the best that I've seen, like, ever. I don't know. 14 was really good, too, because they did those individual performances. Do y'all remember Diabetti? Think back to Diabetti's performance. But anyways, yeah. Okay, I'm talking about this finale. I'm running against the clock here because I took an edible, and it's kicking in, of course. And there's gonna come a point, and I just know, where it's going to be a bit more difficult to speak in a coherent manner, and that's just how it is sometimes. So I'm not going to rush, though. I'm not going to rush. If I forget anything, I'll just add it tomorrow. No big deal when I'm editing. All right? So let's talk about the finale, because, yeah, it is one of my favorites of all time, because so much happened in it, and it was so good. Like, filler parts were filler parts. That's going to happen at every finale. But even, like, I love the question and answer for some reason. I don't know. I feel like they ask good questions. And this top four is, like, so good. They're all of their personalities are, like, just make sense. Just, they all have something unique. And they all, I literally said this, if any of them were on another season that didn't have Sasha Colby on it, they would have won that season. Like, I don't know. They would have been top four on, like, I don't mean to be rude to previous queens, but, like, I don't know why I feel this way. But I just feel like they're so strong. Yeah, all of them were great. And then another thing that happened was Jinx came and sang, and that was so amazing. Like, I don't know, I was mesmerized the whole time because her facial expressions, her tone, her amazing voice, just, and then her talking with RuPaul afterwards, I was like, are you high? But, like, at the same time, I was like, yes, absolutely. The thing that she said about, I don't know, drag and other things, and what did she say? I don't remember. But I just wrote down, Jinx won the finale, because at some point I was like, yes, Sasha Colby, you are everything, you are the finale. And then I was like, wait, suddenly Jinx is here. As you can tell, I was rooting for Sasha Colby, and yes, that win was everything. That win made sense, especially with that finale performance. Can we talk about, what was the song? I'm getting chills thinking about that performance. Goddess or something? I don't care about these songs, not gonna lie. People are like, yes, I love I Hate People. It's like, okay. It's just too short for me. It's not like sung by the queen, so it's not, I appreciate the effort that goes into it, but it's not my cup of tea. I prefer Blame It on the Edit. And we're gonna talk about this too, because the last episode I talked about was the Rusical, and we didn't get to talk about that either. But just one second. Sasha Colby's, like, hairography and, like, the dancers, I was like, oh my god. She does the most creative stuff on Drag Race, and I keep, like, outfits too, and I'm like, oh, this, she just did the one of the most creative things on Drag Race. And then the next week, it's like, that again. So I think that win was so deserved, and I feel like there were a lot of really creative, I don't know, when you watch a lot of Drag Race, you're like, okay, I've seen it before, it's sickening and I love it, but I don't know, maybe it was the way the season was edited that I just enjoyed it so much, and I enjoyed all of the top four, their drag, their uniqueness, their storylines, their everything. I don't know. I'm sure people agree with me. I'm sure people see where I'm coming from. And this is no shade to literally any other top four. I just felt so excited, even though I knew Sasha Colby was going to win. But to be honest, I did and didn't. I was like, you know what? I could see them giving a win to Anitra. And I liked Anitra, so I was like, yeah, sure. Because she got the whole Born to Do Drag. But I was like, no, you know what? All stars, all stars. But I also saw it for Lux and Mistress, to be honest. And Mistress could have been, like, that Willow Pill win. But I guess they weren't going to do that anymore. They were like, yeah, now we need to base it on challenge wins. No, no shade, no shade. I don't know. I have, like, I like when they base it on challenge wins. It's satisfying to me. It's like, yes, most challenge wins equals winner. But then, again, there's some cases where I'm like, I do have favorites here. Like, I don't know. Crystal Method was a favorite, to be honest. And I also was rooting for Jada Essence Hall. And that wasn't challenge win based or whatever. But anyways, literally not important. Okay, I don't have much to say about the other performances, TBH. To be honest, they weren't that memorable. I just remember Anitra's was disappointing. I remember Lux's was sickening. I really liked Lux's. I don't know. She has a great attitude on stage. It's great. And I don't remember Mistress's, to be honest. Oh, actually, I do. That was funny. Drag Delusion. I'm the cure for your drag delusion. Yeah, sometimes the songs do help. But you gotta really, it's about matching the performance to the song. If the song is, like, sickening and you do, like, a weak performance, song's not gonna help you, in my opinion. So, then they did the final lip sync, right? And I just feel like when they're gonna reuse lip sync songs, don't do, like, ones that are iconic. You need to reuse the bad lip sync ones before you reuse, like, remember when they reused Finally? And it's like, I'm still gonna think of Aja and Nina Bonina Brown. And, I don't know, a couple others this season, I was like shaking my head. And I just feel like this was disrespectful to Alexis Mateo, because that was one of her most iconic lip syncs, Knock on Wood, where she does that jump. And I was like, no, they can't be doing this to Alexis. She's one of my favorites. But then I said, Sasha Colby was hot, Anitra's heart prop was good, but to be honest, that lip sync was not that great. The most iconic moment to Knock on Wood is still Alexis's jump, period. That's the end of that discussion. But yeah, I don't know, lip sync was fine. I'm not gonna comment on it, to be honest. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. But yeah, Sasha deserved to win. Who cares about the lip sync, to be honest? I mean, I care about the lip sync if it's good. And that lip sync, I don't know, when you have literally the I'm in love with a monster lip sync earlier in the season. Okay, yeah. So then we're going to go back to previous episodes. I don't want to talk about the makeover because makeover challenges upset me so much in the judging. And maybe, I don't know, I was thinking about this earlier today. I feel like they should do the makeover challenge as a no bottom two. Because, like, I feel like the makeover partners would be sad if their partner was in the bottom. You know what I'm saying? It would just suck. It doesn't feel right to have a guest onto the show and then to be like, yeah, they kind of did your makeup, like, shitty on this. And it's like, oh, shit. My moment is... Anyways. It's not that deep. But at the same time, like, I just feel like they always switch up the judging. They're like, oh my god, family resemblance. And then sometimes they don't even care about, they put the most basic outfits in the top and they allow family resemblance to be the only winning factor. And it's like, sometimes this isn't, like, what is this family resemblance thing? I feel like they just use it as that one justifying factor that's like, will either make or break you, but sometimes it doesn't even matter in terms of who wins the challenge. If that makes any sense. I can't think of a better way to explain it right now. But yeah, I just don't like that whole wishy-washy thing. And also partially my idea is, somebody else has said this, some other Drag Race YouTuber. I'm going to say Yuki or he will come after me. Because it probably, I'm pretty sure it was, has said the same thing about like family resemblance as a concept in the makeover challenge, like, makes no sense. Anyways, Yuki isn't even a Drag Race YouTuber anymore, which is wild to me. And I sort of miss it, but drag me. drag me for that. But let's talk about another Drag Race YouTuber for a second. Because remember last video I said, I was like, oh my god, they're going to put Anitra into the bottom two and like send her home against Mistress. Which is like, no, that prediction was not real. I was like, oh, Lux will be safe. I don't know. I should have known Lucy was going to go home. I mean, I expected it, but like, I was letting my fears about Anitra going home get to me, right? But I watched Jack Fed's video on who should win or like justifying each winner or something. And he said like something similar, like he expected Anitra to go home before the finale and sort of have that whole track record thing of when you win the first challenge and then you fade into the background, or the storyline of that, sorry. And his example was Widow Von Du, and mine is Denali, because that is exactly what happened. And then she went home like sixth or something when Widow Von Du also did. Anitra would have been fifth, so it's like, yeah. It felt good that we both made that connection, to be honest. Jack Fed collab with me, perhaps. But anyways, I'm glad Anitra stayed is something else I have to say. Yes, it was Lucy's time to go home. Stan let loose. Lux murdered her in that lip sync. I'm so sorry. Oh no. I don't even want to think about it. And then, oh, Blame It on the Edit. What a fucking song. I like some top four remixes, and this one like knocked it out of the park for me. I don't know. I don't listen to Catwalk. There's a couple that I just like skipped over because I was like, I don't know, nothing calls out to me. But this one, everyone's verses, except one. I don't want to be mean. Everyone's verses were good. Let's just say that. And some were great. Like Lux's and Sasha's were, I love the delivery. It just feels like everyone knew what they were doing and it turned out great. Especially like I can't stop listening to Lux and Sasha's verses. Bad bitch bodied, I don't come to play. Best believe when I step on the scene, studios just run away. Okay, anyways, I'm already botching it, so I'm not gonna continue that. I'm just obsessed with Sasha, and Sasha's look for that, literally insanity. Her finale look as well was good, and I really liked, like, not finale, but like her final, what is it called, final episode, I don't know. And when they did the what would you tell your younger self, I don't know, I really enjoyed it. Because, oh, and even Tic Tac Lunches, this season made me like things that I never thought I would care about. No offense, RuPaul's Drag Race, just because like the top four were so good, and full credit to them. Maybe I had a new appreciation for drag. Maybe that's it, but no, I can't say it's only me. That's so, like, that's narcissistic. But anyways, I do love drag. I'm trying to figure out a way to relate this to myself, because, to be honest, I feel like I have to let my narcissistic self out a little more as a drag artist, and I'm, like, scared to do that. Here's how I relate it to myself, okay? I feel like all of them were super confident, especially like Lux, and I feel like it inspires me to be, and Mistress, holy fuck. Thinking about Mistress's, like, I'm just gonna say what everyone says, she's so unserious, and it makes me feel like, oh my god, I just wanna like be that confident, clock the tea, and all that, because I feel like it's an important part of drag, because you're, oh my god, this is what Lux said, and I was like, this is so true. I relate to this so much. She said, drag allows me to express all the crazy ideas in my head, and literally all of them, and she emphasized that, and I feel like, yeah, because it's about creating a story for yourself. Oh my god. Let's relate it to Nietzsche right now, because he talks about aestheticizing your life and making it into, like, painting a picture, fuck, how do I explain this? I'm so bad at explaining, like, philosophy and shit. Especially, like, I'm high as fuck. Okay. But Nietzsche talks about creating a story out of your life, literally like something like that. And I feel like it's similar to what Lux said. And now I'm calling Lux a philosopher because, to be honest, she is. And she understands like why drag is so like important and such a good hobby to have, or not hobby, hobby and profession to have, because just a passion, a good passion to have, I guess, because it's so many forms of, oh God, I just sound like a crazy person. Remember when they gave Bob Mackie like an award during the finale? It was like, oh, okay, cool. Bob Mackie. Did anyone wear Bob Mackie on the season? Like, it's fine. It's fine. Jinx doesn't really have a relation to this season either. But, I mean, is it Bob Mackie's birthday or something? Okay, anyways, good for Bob Mackie. That's it. I don't have much to say. This season really resonated with me. This top four did. And I can't wait to see where they go with it. Hopefully to Toronto. I need to check that. So, I'm gonna end it here. Thank you for tuning in. Don't have much more to say about Drag Race. 10 out of 10 season. Well, no, not 10 out of 10. Right now, with recency bias. You know what? We'll say that. Great season. Congrats, Sasha Colby. And I stan her. I really appreciate what she said about trans people at the end. But I will see you next time on Media Munchies Podcast.